Take a look at what Allah says to the children of the Prophet Ya'qub, or Jacob, may peace be upon him. They were also known as the children of Israel. Ya bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Ya'qub, O children of Jacob, may peace be upon him. Remember the favors that I have favored upon you, and that I have given you virtue above the others. Allah says, we have given you virtue above the others. For you and I, there is a lesson in this. Allah repeats this thrice in Surah Al-Baqarah to say, O children of Ya'qub, remember, we favored you, we bestowed upon you a lot of favor. Just because you're in hardship right now does not mean that we did not give you favor. We've given you a lot and we continue to give. My brothers and sisters, look at your limbs, the organs, look at your eyesight, your nose, whatever else we have. Look at the faith we have. Look at the families we have, the little food we have, the little shelter that we have. If you are watching this particular program, then imagine what those who have nothing would be going through right now. It would mean we are privileged somehow. So if you would like increase, you must be thankful and show gratitude. You must learn to identify the favors of Allah. Think about them. During times of crisis, when you concentrate on the positives, you will definitely make the negative that is right in front of you seem very small. And subhanAllah, those who concentrate on the negative will forget all about the positives. So here is Allah telling us, do you know what? I have favored you and I want you to ponder over the favor. And I want you to remember it and be thankful, show gratitude. So my brothers and sisters, when we are going through hardship, we look at those who have gone through greater hardship. And when we are in the favor of the Almighty, we always thank the Almighty. They say, religiously, you should look at those who are higher than you, doing more than you, happier than you, more content than you are, in their worship of the Almighty. So that it will actually encourage you to do more in your worship of the Almighty. But when it comes to material items, and when it comes to the loss in terms of the worldly things, look at those who have even less than you. So if you're just having a meal a day, take a look at those who are having a meal every 3 days, or who don't even have a meal. If you cannot afford to go to school, but you still are with your parents, take a look at those who don't even have parents. If you have shelter, take a look at those who are homeless. If you have feet, take a look at those who don't even have feet, subhanAllah. So these are some of the ways of achieving comfort in times of crisis, different types of crises. You've lost a job, take a look at those who've never had a job. You've actually been through hardship, you have a sickness, take a look at those who have a bigger sickness, more severe. Take a look at those who've lost their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every single one of us.